Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show, offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietallo Publications, and I am joined by Steve Rausch. Today's topic is risks, fires, fatalities, and catastrophes in 2024.
Yes, Helen. It's one of the most read departments on paper money, which one can find at www.globalpapermoney.com.
Steve, you started this department in 2017, didn't you?
Yes, I certainly did.
Are you noticing any trends?
It seems like the number of incidents stays about the same year to year. There's definitely not a downward trend, even through the pandemic.
Well, let's look at some details after the break.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
And we're back. Steve, what do you think was the most unusual story so far this year?
Well, Mark Hall in Elmwood Park, New Jersey, had a fire that reached the four-alarm status. This is a mill that had a fire in 2019 that destroyed 30 of 36 buildings. It did not turn out to be catastrophic, but nevertheless, it was on a site with plenty of experience with fires.
Any others?
The Essity, Alabama warehouse fire in August, when coupled with the Mark Hall fire I mentioned, reminds us that tissue fires especially can be difficult to extinguish. Tissue rolls don't flame like we normally think of fires. They just glow and produce lots of smoke. They can certainly be serious, but they are very difficult to extinguish.
The department is called Risks, Fires, Fatalities, and Catastrophes. Are there any non-fire stories worth mentioning?
Well, reportedly, just recently, an environmental excursion in Maine turned the snow brown. Just don't eat that snow. An armed man was charged with terrorism threats in Ohio. Another man was taken into custody after a standoff on a roof at a mill in Wisconsin.
Well, life is never dull in a paper mill.
Yes, and not to make light of it, there were several fatalities reported throughout this year as well, and all over the world.
Safety in a global sense is as important as ever.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for the update, Steve. Do you have an opinion or a topic idea? Feel free to reach out to me by email at helen.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.